All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to the hangar. Let's put our hands together for warm, sunny Austin, Texas. Harold Watson and his Lone Star.
Get off. crash on.
The only beer that whitens your teeth.
I'll start.
What?
Rosie Flores sends her apologies. She got stuck by the blizzard. Yeah, spring. But not for the reason you're thinking. She actually was able to do the show last night that we missed. We couldn't get back down there because they didn't open up the roads in time. They only had it open for emergency vehicles. So we couldn't get back down there. And apparently there was an emergency. Yeah, I'm glad I'm here too. Thank you very much. Really glad you're back. So if we don't go by set list, you know that. We'll probably do a lot of songs off the Tuck and Trilogy album, also off the new record that I just recorded with Lloyd Maines. And, yeah. What's that, honey? I lie when I drink. I gotta do that one? Alright. Well, then it's, I gotta do it. Two. Oh! Champion that. If anybody asks you what kind of music you went to see tonight, say, I'd like to go see a Maripolitan show. And, of course, most of them will go, what? We did that. We ate over the Alexis banner.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Mighty fine, buddy. Mighty great, great food, great folks. And they said, seeing us come in there in the bus, and said, well, we don't know who you are. What kind of music you do? And they said, they just actually assumed, they said, you are country bands? You are not country band. Are not. We're Maripolitan. She goes, I've never heard of that one. Well, we're trying to change that. You know, so anyway, so that's how people, that's what you heard, because that was all, was a Ray Price helped us get this whole thing going, all because of some dipstick name of Blake Shelton, who I've never even heard of, said that if you like this music, you're just an old fart or a jackass, and so, but thanks to him for telling the whole world what Nashville really thinks about this stuff. So, I wrote a song called I'd Rather Be an Old Fart Than a New Country Turd. CDs, whatever, records, everything, and played them. That's what I did, and I did it for a long time. I still do it. And so I wrote a song at that point called I'm Jonesing for Jones, and I recorded it on this new record.
Still lives.
vocals is still alive in every pedal steel guitar.
That's right!
I'm right to that. Here's Amy, yeah. George. I don't drink. Norman. Cheers.
Cheers!
Got some sitting down folks, got some standing up folks.
We got some Guinness.
You got some Guinness? Folks from Ireland, all right. If y'all got something y'all want to hear, let me introduce the band very quickly here because I'm going to soon forget them. My name tonight. Had a night off. On the upright bass and vocals, Chris Cripps. I got the drums all the way from Lubbock, Texas, our Lubbock boy, Mike Bernal. And been with you going on 12 years now on the pedal steel guitar, Don Pollock. Two guys, when you think about it, it's a Little Richard song that Waylon covered, and covered Waylon version.
Yeah. There's some songs, you know, that I want to don't do very often, and maybe folks forgot about, like, maybe you forgot about this number. It's going to be on the covers. I haven't figured out a name for that either yet. Yeah. I don't know. But here's one I did. It's an old Lefty Frizzell number that, it's the only number that Lefty Frizzell had a saxophone on. When he tried to appeal to the kids. Young people should use it, that's right. Back when they had George Jones did a Thumper Jones music, and Buck Owens did a rockabilly number under the name of Corky. Oh, then the Beatles. Remember, don't you want it?
Yeah.
Two. Come on.
Trilogy. Just got three trucking CDs in it, and we're trying to get it where we can just sell the third one by itself, but until we can get that happen, we got three of them all together. And we did permanent breakdown, which is one of them. My truck stop with range is actually on trucking session two, but it's on the trilogy. Yes, I'll do it.
Oh,
Pasadena, Texas. Had to go through the drain. Same one that ZZ Top sang about. It's a get something tantalizing and teasing for your taste bud. Going to see some of the legends I got to see. I've been very, very lucky. I got to see a lot of them before they passed on. And but one of the things that bugged me a little bit, I've always felt grateful to go to the shows, but I'd end up asking for songs and songs and songs, and they would only do the songs off their latest album. And then when they did do the songs I wanted to hear, they did it in a medley form, and they only did like, you know, 30 seconds of it and moved on. So that's way back then. I thought to myself, well, if I ever get to do more than one album, I'm going to do a song off any album anybody wants to hear. That's why I don't go by set list. I figured you came here, you want maybe you got a favorite song you want to hear. Except for tonight, I'm not going to do anything else. It's so weird, y'all picked the one night I've ever picked in my lifetime. I'm going to go by a set list. You know, I did Austin City Limits, the televised thing in Austin City Limits. Thank you. And that's the first and only time we ever did a set list. And I was freaked me out a little bit. No, I did not do Country My Ass on that show. But I would have. No, they didn't tell me I couldn't do it over there. But here's the thing. I don't do Country My Ass. I'll do Country My Ass tonight, Nashville Rash, whatever. I do them songs, but the reason I don't do them songs as much anymore or care about them is because I don't give a shit anymore what Nashville does. Which is great, because I used to bother me because what Nashville did directly affected the music I love. And now they put out music I hate, so I don't care what they do. So you get what I'm saying? That's not country. Well, I'm not country. They got country music and let them take it and shove it up their ass. Okay, but good luck to them. Man, they're just turning it into something they don't even know what's going on right now. So I don't care. So that's why I don't do Country My Ass so much, because I don't care about country music anymore. I love Bright Eyes and Blonde Hair Women. And keep on going. You said a real country song, and I don't know what you want to hear. Let's just put this guy in a panic. I'm going to do a song off my Honky Tonk Swing album that Don Pollock is going to do the intro to, who screwed up in front of millions of people at the Grand Ole Opry. But it's okay. Here you go, Don. Here's your chance to totally redeem yourself right here, right now, in front of these great folks here in Troy, New York. And it's up to you. Don't blow it. I gotta say, I don't think it's gonna happen.
Where do you want?
off the question just for a second and do a song that's on the new record. I think it's going to be the title cut. It's called a. We should put the Home Spurs jingle on there. Two.
Home Star.
It'll be a hidden track.
Home Star.
Anyone here that actually guarantees you everlasting life? One a day, you'll never die. One Lone Star a day, every day, you will never die. Money back guarantee, must collect in person. The only beer Jesus Christ drinks, and we'll give you. We'll give you. Thank you.
But my heart on the
There's still a hole in my heart. But that part is never far. Cause it's still
since we've been here. It was in June. It was hot. It was really hot. Now it's not. It's not hot now. But like we said then, we're going to come back when it ain't so hot. Well, we did that. It's not hot. Definitely not hot. What's that? Yeah, no, you're right. That's what I said that night. It felt just like growing up in Houston, Texas. I like hot. I like hot better than not. I just checked it out. Just had to come and check it out, and it's not hot. I like hot better. All right. It's okay. Holler out what you want to hear. I'm drinking. Honky tonk. time to do some Western swing and some hockey.
The other two categories of
I seen that. You gave me one of them, didn't you? All right, we'll get that. Keep hollering it, because I got one to do some box on the run. All right, baby. Wait, come here, come here. Come in front. This one, see, all right. Just want to point him out. Good. I just want to torture him. See that pretty girl with glasses? This one. I'm sorry. Beautiful woman in glasses drives this guy crazy. No, just go ahead. All right. It's kind of, sometimes it just misses the help. What a great audience we got, because he's looking down all the time. Anyway, do a little bit of Western swang, if you don't mind. That's another category in Americana music. Ray Benson won male vocalist in that category. Asleep in the Wheel also won a band, a Western swing band in Americana. Dawn Sears won a female singer, Western soul. She just passed away, but she's fantastic. Passed away early, she's very young. And so we got some great people at the award show this year. We got a Canadian Western Swing group coming in. Western Swing Authority from Canada. They're nominated. Anyway, here's a bit of Western Swing. Bob Wills. Thank you.
Last year, Big Sandy won Rockabilly Male Vocals. Those in Florida won Rockabilly Female Vocals. And the Rockabilly Band, that also went to Big Sandy, didn't it? Big Sandy and Byron Woods, didn't it? No, Reverend Horton Heat. What Reverend Horton Heat? What was that? This is on a 45 we got over there. It's also a CD, but all the songs about goodbye and good riddance. Inspired. This song right here is inspired by the music of Carl Perkins. But I wrote this song along with the five others, inspired by the picture on the front of that record. This pretty gal from New York, a friend of mine, she got a band. She used to work at the Playboy Mansion in Las Vegas. She was giving a goodbye salute to her friend who was taking a picture and smiling at the same time. I thought, that's what every girlfriend who told me goodbye looked like right there. Never did wave goodbye regularly, just kind of that little see you later sign. Matter of fact, the songs on it were, well, the title cut was F.U. Think I want to stick around, I'm not, if you think that way. Then there was, I'll see you never, yeah. Then also, yeah, what was the other one? Oh yeah, I'm so done with you. Oh yeah, I dated this little pretty Asian gal. She finally told me, sayonara, sucker. Yeah, then, dated this European gal who knew everything, had to say goodbye every way you knew how. She told me, adios, goodbye, vida zain, arrivederci, and ciao. We're kaput, done, finished. And what was the other song? This one? A little southern gal told me this. But first, we got to do, I always do this no matter where I'm at, I always do a mandatory moral hazard. We got to do this. Mandatory moral hazard. So what's it going to be, Troy? Mandatory moral hazard. What are we doing?
Swinging doors. Want to try? Sit here and drink? Silver wings? I keep hearing a lot of same ones. Let me just tell y'all, y'all fall for which one. Alright, I'm hearing Mama Try. I'm hearing Silver Wings. I'm hearing Swinging Doors. And Sit Here and Drink. I don't have a fan on it. Which one? Which one do you hear? And be holding you tonight. Thank you.
$20 request. Was that you? Pretty gal in the glasses? I don't know if she's got team merit. Don't look. But go ahead. Come on. Let him look. Let him look. Einstein drink. See, I'm gonna hear Einstein drink. You see what he chose to do with his extra brain cells. Now Don, he chooses to kill his with tequila. Whiskey. Other stuff. Alright, you can leave me a hold here. I got a chance to do one of my new songs. One I wrote with this guy right here. It's going to be on the new record. You think the record's called Call Me Insane, but this is a song me and him put together on that bus out there. I'm going to bug you for love. Oh. If you ain't got anything?
Somebody asked for
109. I did two Merle Haggard songs on that album. One of them is Gonna Be My Baby, Let Me Be Your Man. And the other one is this one right here, a song called Frisco. It's
Okay.
think you can breathe without that contraption.
You can do it. You can walk. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get him out from my... You can do it. Come here.
Come here.
It's a miracle! No, I just want... These folks over here couldn't see what you look like. They just see the corner. That's what kind of alcoholic looks like. We try to keep it from you.
He's not an animal!
Stars, thank y'all again for listening to us. I'm coming out here to play. Thank you to the Hanger for having us.
Around my Texas, they do the two-step, and
been a little longer on the Chicken Shit Bingo. How many people been to Chicken Shit Bingo and won? Nobody's won.
Right. Well, come on back down. You can always play. We've had people win 59 times. We've had people lose. We had more Chicken Shit losers than Chicken Shit winners. You know. Anyhow, that's the Honky Tonky Bingo in town. We'll go one more. You had a press for it?
Smile, shaking your mouth, and the honky is talking to me.
Doug Song song, and I recorded a Doug Song song on this cover album, and I love Doug Song. I miss him very much. I don't want to go home.
say, but you can't be sure what I do.
If you're driving home, be sure you got a car.